All right, guys, welcome to Emily Caroline's podcast. The other one got interrupted because of a phone call, but I wanted to go back to Psalms right now about the money. And so when we think about money, there's so many things that stress us out about it. What stresses us out? How much money we need to save, how much money we need to have and put away. And there's so many things that go into money and wealth, because I have been involved in a rich family before, and this rich family just cared about money. They loved it. Like, they loved it. Not like a lot of us don't, because we're all sinners in Christ, but they loved money. And so something that I've learned is I don't want to be involved or entangled with people that are rich. And I know you guys are like, man, that's like a million people in this world. No, or the government. Well, here's what I'm trying to say is, when we are just focused on money and how much money that we have, we don't focus on what is to come. We don't focus on the now. We don't focus on the poor, the needy people that need that money. We're just like, well, it's all about me. It's a selfish world that we live in, you guys. And that's what my point is trying to get to. If we don't realize how selfish we all are, we have to start sharing the money that God gives us and to grow that. And if you guys don't tithe in church, that's a way to do that as well. But the more that we focus on how much money we need for everything, the more we just become unhappy, because money does not fulfill us. Trust me, I've been a season before years ago where I was trying to fulfill myself with having so much money, and it made me feel dirty and trashy and guilty and shameful, because that's not what God wanted me to do. He was calling me to use that money to help people, or to get a car, to do the things that God's will was in my life. And so when we worry about how much money we have, even though we have so much, just thank the Lord for how much that we have, because daily we don't do that. None of us remember to do that very often anymore. But I encourage you guys just to thank Him for everything that we have and everything that you have, instead of looking for more and looking for more and looking for more. I mean, I wonder if God would be exhausted or stressed out because how much we ask Him every day for something and we don't barely thank Him for things. And so I encourage you guys this in Psalms. And I will just put this to the Psalms 37, verse 28 for you guys today. And so just think about those scriptures that I've said in my recent podcast as well. And thanks for hopping on for Emily Caroline's podcast this morning. And stay tuned for more.